1 Corinthians, chapter 5. It is actually reported that there is sex outside of the marriage union among you, and such impure sex that even the Gentiles don't practice it, that is, that one of you has had sex with his father's wife. And you are proud, and did not mourn, instead, so that he who has done this act might be taken away from among you. For although I am physically absent, yet I am present in spirit, and have already judged him who has done this thing, as if I were present. In the name of our Lord Jesus, when you are gathered together and my spirit is with you, with the power of our Lord Jesus, deliver such a person to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your proud boasting is not approved. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole lump of dough? Clean out the old yeast, so that you may be a new, unmixed batch, since you should be unleavened. For our Passover lamb has been sacrificed, even the Anointed One. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old yeast, neither with the yeast of depraved behavior and sin, but with the unleavened bread of purity and truth. When I wrote to you in my letter not to have fellowship with those who practice sex outside of the marriage bond, I did not mean with the sexually immoral of this world, or with those who are eager for wealth, or with those who take advantage of others, or with those who worship something other than God. For then you would need to leave this world. But as it is, I wrote to you not to have fellowship with anyone who is called a brother, but who is practicing sex outside of the marriage union, or is eager for wealth, or is someone who worships something other than God, or is someone who speaks badly about others, or is a drunkard, or is a person who takes advantage of others. Don't even share a meal with someone like that. For what business do I have judging those who are outside in the world? Don't you judge those who are within? But those who are outside, God will judge. Remove the wicked man from among yourselves. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 5. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.